I would say there's a couple of things. One is, in our industry, we look at something we call technology readiness level. It starts very early with an abstract idea at level one, and then when it's operational, it becomes level nine. Now we're thinking of a guy named Jonathan Caulfield came up with this idea of cloud readiness level instead of technology readiness level. So we're getting JPL up the curve on this cloud readiness level. And we're having a JPL Cloud Day, the first in a series, in just a few days, where we invite the developers of at JPL to take their app to the cloud. And we'll have the cloud working group assess the cloud readiness level to in which cloud should it run. And our overall goal is to run an application and the storage and the computing wherever it's most appropriate. So if you think of the cloud for us, it gives us a new avenue, a new tier of new options. So we'll have our internal data centers with private cloud. We'll use the community cloud. And right now we're experimenting with the CSC's Terramark community cloud. And then the ultimate is to put it in the public cloud. And we mentioned that we have data in Amazon and in Microsoft. We also have data in Google's cloud. And so to do that, we need some kind of cloud brokering. And we went out to industry and tried to buy it, frankly. But it doesn't exist yet, so we're creating it. And we call it the Cloud Application Suitability Matrix, or the CASM. And that's the set of questions that gives a score. And then it assesses in which cloud this particular application is most suitable to run. So we think that's going to be a big trend in the future, this cloud brokering, if you will. And the partnering part, I can't stress more enough how important it is for all of us in government and in private industry enterprises to just get started and try it, because you learn a lot. And one unanticipated consequence is, of course, it's a lot of excitement about the cloud. So you're making connections and you're making partnerships that otherwise would have taken a lot longer. So we have a very good relationship with lots of vendors and other agencies, government agencies and European Space Agency, et cetera. So the proactiveness is really key. And the last piece I would say is Jim Rinaldi, the CAO at JPL, came up with this idea of replacing the procurement screen with a provisioning screen. That kind of says it all. We're trying to give self-service to the users of IT so that they can get the computing they need when they need it and turn it off when they need it. So we can spend really less money on IT and more money on science and get it done quicker. And that's, I guess, those are the key ones. Our whole effort is to keep it real. And we did that from the very beginning, and it's proven very effective. With that, it's not an IT benefit. It's a business of the institution benefit. It's a mission benefit. So I'm from the IT side, and Khwaja is from the mission side. He drives rovers on Mars. So the fact that the cloud helps do IT more effectively, the real benefit of that comes to the mission, folks like Khwaja. So we have this cloud working group at JPL with over 60 members, and it's all about keeping it real so that the missions see real benefit from it. And that if it just was an IT benefit, it wouldn't be very interesting.
And one other thing I would like to add is I know that a lot of institutions are very wary of the security, as you mentioned. At JPL, instead of stopping to use the cloud because of security problems, we are trying to address the security problems and trying to create best practices and secure ways to use the cloud without actually compromising the privacy or integrity of our data. And we're working, our admission developers are working very closely with our Office of the CIO and the IT security teams to make sure that we can leverage the benefits of the cloud without compromising our security.
We actually, and so this would be a little controversial, we think that the cloud could be more secure than what we do today, because it becomes more, in many ways, more uniform, so you can react to threats much more quickly, and you can segment off things like denial of service attacks and keep going in a different piece of the cloud. So we have worked very closely with the key vendors, cloud vendors, security teams, meeting with our security teams, I would say, to big cloud adoption is going to come from the auditing function. The auditing function needs to figure out how an application that used to run on one server in one data center now could be over multiple servers, multiple data centers. So how do you audit that to make sure it's secure? And until we can do that, we probably can't go live with anything substantial. So we're working very closely with the vendors and the auditors to kind of facilitate that, be an early explorer